All right.
We're ready.
We're ready.
We're rolling and ready.
Well, then I'll count us in with a 5, 4, 3, 2. You are listening to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, where we talk about all things Fresno. As always, this is Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and with me, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike, hello.
Hey, hello, Josh. Hello, Fresno.
Hello. How are we?
We're awesome. Look, we got to start off with weather.
Yes,
everyone wants to start off with weather.
This is what I was going to say.
It's so nice now.
Fuck. So, man.
I know it's heating back up.
Okay. Fresno is the craziest place because it's hot, right? Which we all know that it's warm. People freak out.
Yeah.
And anytime there's any sort of weather.
They're not like new people either. There's
right.
Like, people have been here 20 years. Oh my God, it's hot.
Right. Or it's raining and yeah. People run outside and snapping. So we've had a 1 day, 2 days probably, little spout of beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say it really has been miraculous how awesome the weather has been the last few days. But I feel like people are taking, they're out of control.
They're out of control.
With how much they're talking about the freak. Yes, we realize the weather is awesome, guys. You don't need to like freak. Go enjoy it.
It's quit. It's the payoff for we've been enduring the summer.
Right, it is the payoff. Right.
And all of a sudden, this nice, almost spring weather, you're right. Like, oh.
You forget. You really do forget. Yeah. I was walking around, I walked down to Tioga Sequoia the other day. And as I was walking around, it hit me like, oh man, this, when I go to places that I love, this is the weather that is waiting me at those places.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
when it turns into that springish
yeah.
fall weather, I'm like, oh, am I in the mountains?
Right.
Am I on the coast? Right. Cause that's what you like when you go away from Fresno, that's what you experience.
Yeah, right.
You're like, wait, where am I?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm at home.
And yet I was just downtown, so it was really cool. It was a great.
I'm doing a post this fall. I'm going. I can get your opinion on because everyone says, well, you know, jokes that Fresno's spring and fall is like a week, and then you know it's winter
kind
or whatever.
Of. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna conduct a scientific survey and actually count how many fall days.
Oh, okay.
So what would you consider, like, what's the high temperature in a fall day? What would be the high, before you get, all right, that's no longer fall, that's summer weather.
I think it's,
in Fresno.
If it's in the 90s.
Not the country, I'm talking about Fresno.
I think if it's in the 90s, especially like
it's too hot.
The mid-90s, too hot.
Okay.
Too hot.
So it's got to be 89.
80s.
Is 89 too hot?
Oh, no, I think that's fine.
89 is the limit. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So
with the breeze, you know?
With little puffy clouds.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
So what would be the low high that, you know, for considered too cold? Like 50s, 60s, low 60s,
yeah,
upper 50s for the high?
Yeah. 55.
Ooh, that's a little chilly.
You think so? Then, yeah, 60s. I would
58.
Say 65 just because that's
58.
Like 58.
60. All right, 60. So in between 89 and 60,
yeah.
We'll see how many days there actually are.
Okay, now how are you going to do this, right? Because
well, I'll go by, you know, the bees.
Okay. Well, see, because what happens a lot of times with the weather in Fresno is when they report the weather, it's an average of the high and the low for the day, right? And so they get this average that's not really
not the most accurate.
So like for August, I think the average temperature for August is like 95, 98 or something, which seems like, that's crazy, right? Because August is hot.
Yeah, seems
but
like
it's
be
because
hotter.
They do the average of the so just keep that in mind.
All right, I'll remember that.
So the weather is great. Enjoy, enjoy your, what is this, spring? What is this?
It's still a late summer.
Late summer. Indian summer. Enjoy your Native American, your indigenous
summer.
People summer.
Get in the pool as much as you can. It's almost over.
Yeah.
Well,
it'll happen quick.
Have you been checking out? And also Fulton Mall Street.
We got to talk about
Fulton Mall Street.
Yep.
Have you been looking at all the pictures?
I walked down there yesterday. I walked the length of it.
Is it a trip every time you look at it? Or now you're getting used to it? Getting used to it.
It's, you know, it's finally now taking the cross streets, right? Are now kind of feeling it, right? Mm-hmm. So Tulare, I think, was the last one. And so they're seeing construction, you know? It's happening.
It's crazy. Yeah, I've been working downtown lately and just going... You can't help but look like... when I'm driving down Van Ness...
Yeah.
And you look to the Chancy Park.
Oh, right.
It was at Inyo.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, whoa.
Well, I'll tell you what. Standing at the... If you're on Fulton... and you're standing at the end, Fulton, not Divisadero, I guess, maybe Tuolumne, Fulton and Tuolumne, right there by the old PG&E building, the Grand.
Yeah, the Grand.
You can see all the way down now. You know, you can see all the way down.
You couldn't do that with the trees before.
Yeah, so you can see all the way down to, Tioga, you know?
Right.
I think it's a good thing. I think it's good. You know, I can finally see the entire stretch of Fresno. I've seen pictures of the sidewalks. I've actually seen
there's actual asphalt now.
Yeah, the sidewalks and asphalt and something. I think it's going to be great. I'm very excited. It's definitely happening now though.
Yeah.
You know, like anyone who is saying, "Oh,
I'm yeah."
No,
yeah,
it's happening.
It's no turning back now.
There's going to be roads and
I like that hopefully all those fountains, I mean, they're supposed to be working.
Yeah.
That one that's right there at the beginning on the south end, by the parking garage,
that kind of runs along.
That's a long little windy looking.
Yeah,
that one looks like it's going to be cool if it's working right.
That'll be it, yeah.
Or if they're just like,
We'll see. I think, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really exciting. I think it's going to be a bigger change than people are even expecting. Like, I don't think people can fully realize the difference that it's going to make.
Yeah.
Now, I think the thing is getting building owners down there and tearing the facades off.
All the crappy facades.
They're so terrible. And you know, underneath are all these wonderful old buildings. I think we really need to bring it. If we're going to bring it back to Fulton Street, let's bring it back to Fulton Street, you know?
Right. Well, seems like maybe there is, but I don't know, some sort of funding for that to help the businesses. You know, we can help you if you want to get your facade back more of an original state. We can help you with that kind of thing.
I know that the Expositor building, which is like the first newspaper in town, it was the oldest building on the Fulton Mall. They did a whole thing and they raised a bunch of money and they did some of that.
Is that the one with like the sort of the mid-century modern-esque kind of facade they had and they're going to tear it out?
I believe so, yeah.
Because that one actually looked cool. Like, I saw a lot of people like, tear that shit out!
Right.
I was like, actually, well, that's one of the cooler ones, but okay.
But the building underneath, I mean, it's just, you know, I think a lot of these buildings, I think we don't even know what the Fulton Mall looks like, you know?
Right,
Because we have all these old buildings have these facades on it that they put up, and so... it all needs to come down. I think it will.
I've seen a picture on one of the old Facebook pages for old Fresno or whatever. And there was like tons of awnings. Like every window had awnings, like in all the buildings. I was like, oh,
that'd
be cool. It'd be cool to have people living up there.
Hopefully. Oh, yeah. That would be awesome. Speaking of awesome looking buildings, have you been to, what are they calling that? Uptown, whatever that stretch between Tower and downtown.
Oh.
Have you seen the Fultonia?
Not in the past couple months, but I've seen a picture of that. It looks pretty
man.
Cool.
Oh, man. So I had seen it. I didn't know that it was going to have all the neon.
Yeah.
Right? It's neon. The whole building is just, it's the all deco neon, the whole thing. I was driving, you can see it off of the 180, I guess. It was miraculous. So, congratulations to them. Building looks awesome during the day. And I was like, oh, this looks really nice. I had no idea. I don't know how that slipped past me, that they were going to do all the neon, but yeah, it's really cool. So good on
all kinds of,
and that's also on Fulton. Action. That's also on Fulton. Fulton. Yeah.
It'd be nice if there was just a, well, it kind of is, where it's pretty continuous through to the Tower District as far as nice.
I mean, it's not
spotty
there,
in between there, you know?
Right. It's not there yet, but it's getting there. I think the Fultonia definitely helps. And I really think that there's, you know, you have the Fultonia there, it's like pretty much there's maybe one block that's, you know, not. Once you get past the freeway, then you're into residential, and then you're, you know, right there into onto the Divisadero.
Yeah.
So, I think that's great. I think that's what we need. And once we get that full, you know, that full stretch that can go all, you can take Fulton all the way down, and take it from, you know, Olive all the way into downtown. Yeah. And to the,
I wish there was something. I mean, now that there's Uber, it's not as big a deal. But if there was some sort of nice tram that went.
Oh, yeah. Some sort of public transportation.
Some sort of public transportation, you know, like a bus.
Like a bus or you know what would be cool? Trolley line.
Trolley line.
That'd be really cool if they had a trolley line.
Yeah.
They did have a trolley line.
They used to.
Electric trolley.
Well, like right. I remember when they tore out part of, when they redid Olive.
Yeah,
and
Olive and Fulton.
They found all the tracks and they reused those for the bike racks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be, now we need to put those tracks back in.
It cost them a crap ton of money because they weren't expecting. I don't think they were expecting to find all that stuff, so they had to dig it all out, and it was like super expensive.
We went
over
budget.
Yeah, but
well, we need those tracks back in.
Yeah, now we need. Yeah, so let's.
So we can just put those back in.
Man, it's kind of amazing the amount of stuff that it's like. Had we just left it as it was,
yeah,
how awesome it would be now. You know,
like the Fulton Mall.
Well, no, but look, if we had left it like it was.
Yeah, it wouldn't have done anything.
Right. It went before it was the mall.
Yeah.
That was my dad always saying. But anyway, it's coming back.
Is there like a
restoration?
I brought this up a long time ago when we were talking about downtown coming back and stuff. Is there like are there camps forming now? A tower camp and a downtown camp?
Oh.
Like somebody's a tower rat, somebody's a big tower person, and is like, hey, I'm all about tower. And then people like you downtown are like, downtown.
Huh.
Downtown's where the action's at.
Right. I don't know.
Is there competing? I got a sense of that on Facebook that there's like, there's tower people and downtown people. And groups forming. Gangs.
Yeah.
Hipster gangs.
Right. Gangs of roaming hipster.
Yep. Tower gangs and downtown gangs.
I don't think I really have felt that.
There isn't a,
I think maybe it exists, but
like,
I don't.
You can see when somebody from Clovis wanders in the Tower District. Right, you know,
Oh, Clovis.
Not a tower person. So I was like, is there going to be where somebody from downtown's in Tower and they're like, freaking downtown.
Right, or vice versa. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Like, go back to the tower.
Go back to Goldstein's, you dick.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Somebody at Tioga, like, this isn't Goldstein's, bro. Get out of here.
I don't know. I haven't ever felt that. I mean, I kind of feel like the people who hang out and do cool stuff in the tower are the same people who want to hang out and do cool stuff downtown. I could see that happening, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Especially as more cool stuff starts happening downtown, and but right now I think it's, you know, I think there's tons of people who hang out at the beer garden at Tioga, and then when that closes down, they end up at
you'll see them at Strummer's
or Goldstein's or
but Goldstein's closes hella Spokies and Goldstein's close early.
Got to go to Strummer's or Livingston's.
So. You got to go to Strummer's, yeah.
Strummer's is good.
They have
really
good beer.
So anyway,
Livingston's not. I haven't been in Livingston's in a long time, but I assume it's still like a General Sherman's about the best you can do in
there. I don't go. I don't. Yeah, I haven't been in that place. And
it's too much of a scene, man.
I sat on the patio one time not too long ago. But, yeah.
Oh, the Livingston's patio.
The patio.
Oh, the things that happen on the patio.
Once you're over a certain age,
once you're looking at that Bank of America parking lot, right, you know it's
you
on.
Know, right. The night is on the down slope.
The lovely Bank of America parking lot.
Yep.
That's it, where the real action is those behind Strummers. That lot behind Strummers. That's where out of town bands are hanging out back there. Yeah. Stuff's going on.
They have that garden.
Is that punk rock garden? I don't know.
I think they took that out. Too many homeless people.
Too many homeless people eating.
Right, eating. We don't want you homeless people to be eating back there, growing their weed and whatnot.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, all right, what else is going on?
Well, there was something happening. Speaking of Tower,
yeah,
there's something happened at Dynamite Vinyl. Oh, I'm not really.
You haven't been following.
I missed this.
I think so. This is like one of those things where, like, I think you have to be kind of in the scene.
See, I must be out of the scene.
Man, I don't even really want to.
Oh,
I don't know how much of it I want
to name names. Get you in trouble.
I don't think it'll get me in trouble because they were putting it out there on Facebook. So, I mean, it was there and people were talking
knowledge.
About it. But there was a certain musician in a certain local band.
What style?
Let's say Friend Corish style.
Okay.
In the style of Friends, right. Friend Core. So one of those kind of downtown.
Downtowners coming in the Tower, bro. Messing it up.
Cafe Info Shop kind of bands. You know what? I'll tell you who it is. Look, so it was Amber from Puff Pastries. From Fatty Cakes.
Yep.
Puff Pastries. She put out this post sort of calling out Dynamite Vinyl for not being a safe space for hosting do-it-yourself shows.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically calling out the owner there, for being friends with skinheads and, the place, I guess, on a couple of occasions, had booked, what she called rape rock acts.
Okay.
I don't know what rape rock is, but.
I've heard the term, but
I do remember that there were a couple of shows that this particular band was booked on, and some people had issue with it because the band, you know, they have songs about violence towards women and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she was upset about that, and I think, you know, she approached the Dynamite Vinyl owner to find out, like, hey, how can we get this to not happen again? And so then, you know, what happened after that, I don't know. But I think there was, so obviously there was some bad blood that was formed, and there was a back and forth that was going on between them. At some point, I guess somebody, and, you know, Amber says it wasn't her, called, you know, the city and said, hey, Dynamite Vinyl's giving liquor to kids or whatever, you know, giving like that kind of thing.
Uh-oh.
So there was this whole back and forth, and, you know, I had been following it and I, you know, with interest, Christopher from Werebear was like, hey, have you thought about writing a story about what was happening here down at Dynamite? And I was like, man, I don't even think I want to get into it, you know, because it felt very much like a personality conflict between.
Mm-hmm. Rather than a city.
Right. Rather
like
than
a community thing to worry about. It's more of a personality conflict.
And, you know, I mean, so the owner of Dynamite, he's an old school guy, man. Mm-hmm. Like from the punk day back back in the day. And, you know, I think the scene was very different back then. And I think there were, you know, skinheads that would come out to shows and, you know, and I think he knows and he knows those people and he's friendly with those people. And so I think that's where some of this comes from, you know.
Don't have to agree with all their ideals to still be friends and have shows.
Right, you know. And so, and I think, you know, you definitely want to have a space, I suppose, that feels safe, you know. So when you go out to a place, you want to be able to feel that you're not going to, that you're going to be safe. At the same time, you know, if they book a band there that you don't agree with, you don't go check them out, you know, like right. I didn't really quite understand exactly where all of the frustration was coming from necessarily, but it got a little crazy at some like point.
A blog war on Facebook,
kind of, you know. Yeah, and they were posting back and forth and
blog war.
And like no one was really saying, you know, like, you know, Amber wouldn't really say, you know, I don't think she ever really mentioned who it was and blah, blah, blah. And I don't think they ever really mentioned who it was on the flip side. It's just back and forth. It's crazy because then you have the situation where bands have to, decide like, oh, well, do I play there, you know, or do I not play there because it's not cool to, mm-hmm. or, you know, is it uncouth for me to accept a show
right
there, that kind of thing. And I think that's bad for the scene, especially when, you know, CYC is no longer really doing shows publicly,
and
Cafe Info Shop is no longer doing stuff, and so they
all the way back to the church that did shows forever.
Cup of Joe.
That's a lot of that's three major
right
venues for those kind of bands to not have a spot place.
And so, you know, Dynamite is really picking up a lot of the slack there. And to its credit, actually, I think Frank's Place has been doing a lot of those kind of shows too. But so, you know, it's scene drama in one way, which is like why I think people love that. You know, they eat it up. They're like, oh, what's the drama today? I don't know. I think it's a cool place. I think they are doing shows and doing things that are a benefit to the scene. I don't know.
So if you want to go to a show or go to protest, it's next to Spokeasy.
Right.
It's
one or the other. Yeah. So
in between Olive and McKinley.
Yeah. There it is. Dynamite Vinyl.
Well, I think that's time for we're talking about music.
Oh,
time for
okay.
a music break.
All right, band of the episode.
Band of the episode.
Who?
Peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
They're playing our friends over at Spenspick. The festival is coming in October.
September 17th. It's early this year.
Right now.
Right around the corner.
Start camping out.
Yeah. In Orosi and Beastmaker is the headlining act, I think. So let's take a listen.
Yeah.
They've been touring and like, they're like a national act without national airplay.
Yeah, they maybe haven't.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, what the...
Maybe
the,
on a serious show.
Yeah, I mean, what the thing that they're doing is still very underground. Although right now I think that it's pretty popular, you know, that whole stoner rock, Sabbath worship kind of thing people are really into. And, you know, I bought the album and I was blown away by, you know, they do the Sabbath thing good. You know?
Yeah.
So
they're good. I think I want to say we had them at Fuse a couple years ago.
It is a good
once.
It is a good possibility.
We've had them at least once. But Spence Pick Festival. Yeah. Another good lineup.
Another good lineup for the Spence Pick Festival.
It's gonna be another good festival. SpencePickFestival.com.
Yeah. You can just SpencePick SpanceBeck SpanceBeck Festival down in Rosie. Check it out. They do a lot. They have the festival, but they also just throughout the year they're blogging, they're talking about local music, they're doing local reviews,
fundraiser shows,
they actually have a podcast now.
Yeah,
talking about local music.
Joshua T is on one.
I was
very recently.
So, they do a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff out there in Rosie. So, yeah. And also Beastmaker, you can find them online for sure. They have an album out on Rise Above Records.
Rise Above Records. Yeah. Where is that out of Rise Above?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. I do know that it's the guy from, there's this band, kind of an old school band now called Cathedral. Do you remember Cathedral? Like an old school metal band.
Name, yeah.
And it's the singer, I believe, for that band. It's his record label. And, so he's pushing, you know, he's really into the band and pushing them hard. They have a lot of good acts on there. So
another,
Putting them out on national tours.
Before we leave music.
Like, yeah.
Fresno Fair lineup is finalized.
Fresno Fair lineup is finalized.
Dun, 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 dun.
And it is good. I don't know. So, you know, look, so the Fresno Fair, they have like this weird, this odd thing because they have, 11, I think it's 11 days that they have to fill, right? In a row. And so like, I don't know if
they gotta please everybody.
Right. Right. And so, yeah, it's twofold. One, like they have to put on, they have to bring in 11 acts, right? Which is kind of hard with routing and different things. Right. And then they have to bring in acts that are like big enough draw, to kind of like each of the acts has to be like a big, like sellout draw, you know? So it's not easy. Like, and so like,
that's tough. Yeah.
What they're able to do every night. Yeah. What they're able to do every year is just, it's pretty amazing. So, I think they did pretty good this year. So they have, Gabriel Iglesias, Mr. Fluffy. They bring him every year because he sells out every year. he's a comedian, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they just have him on speed dial.
Like, and he
has
a spot, Gabriel.
Well, no, because I'm sure he loves it because he sells out every year, you know? So, he's been here 4 years. I think this is his fourth year. It'll probably be his fourth sellout, or maybe it's his fifth year. Anyway, they have the Cult. Yeah.
Original lineup?
I think so. Yeah. They have Offspring.
Yeah.
That's a big one. They just announced, Three Dog Night and Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
All right.
That's
one show?
One show. That's, on the Wednesday. Big and Rich for the country fans, and this guy Cole Swindle, I think is his name.
Cole Swindle.
he's a country guy.
Cole Swindle.
Flo Rida. Flo Rida,
sure,
if you're into hip hop. Jason Derulo. Also, if you're into like that, the pop sound.
Who is it?
Pop singer, Daya, Daya. She's a youngster. She's doing, I think it's the Sunday. They're having the afternoon show on Sunday this time. And then they have a couple of Latinx, Banda MS, which is like a regional Mexican act, and the Tejano band Intocable, or Untouchable.
Ooh.
The Untouchable. So pretty big lineup. I mean, and I'm probably leaving somebody out, I'm sure, a couple of acts. But You can go to Fresno Fair, check it out, or Fresno B.
Big Fresno Fair. Yeah. But they have that.com. I'm gonna buy it.
Big
Fresno Fair.com.
But yeah, no, I think the lineup's pretty good, and I'm excited. Marie Osmond is another one that got coming. I'm excited by several of the shows. I think this year we're going to try to have someone out there every night watching the shows.
That's cool.
Whether it's me or not.
Watch the FresnoBee.com.
Yeah. To do reviews and stuff. FresnoBeehive.com. Yeah, because I think it's pretty cool. So.
So what the FresnoBeehive.com.
FresnoBee.
Does that, that goes to the Fresno, like, kind of goes to the bee site now, right?
It's not what it used to be. So the Fresno Beehive was on a WordPress, thing. It was hosted like off of the Fresno Bee's main website. And there was no support for it from within the paper. So if something happened and the site went down, it was like we really had to scramble to get
to get
support for it. And a lot of times it was like it wasn't happening quick, and you know. And then the other thing was we couldn't promote things from the Beehive, like onto the front page of the actual bee, and get that the views and stuff from that. So, for better or worse, we put it all sort of we folded it into the Fresno Bee's website. So it's essentially like another subsection of the bee now. And you know, I think from a numbers standpoint, from analytics, I think that it's doing
the analytics
pretty well, as well as it was, you know. And you can actually, there is an app, Fresno Beehive app, that's really cool, and it just pulls in everything from the Beehive, and you can look at it, you know, just like you did before. And it's actually really, really good. That. So, if you're just into the Beehive, that's probably the way to go.
I don't want any bee stuff in my Beehive.
There was debate about whether or not that was the right thing to do. And ultimately it came down to the fact that, you know, there was no support for it. So if something went wrong, you know, it was done.
Yeah, so you're asking, how to work a WordPress site?
And it was in another platform. So it was like, if we wanted to write, you know, we were writing some stuff in WordPress, some stuff in our other system, and it was back and forth, and it was just a lot of work that I don't think that we need. So now we just put it all in one and, you know, tell it where to go. And so it's a lot easier from our standpoint. There's some stuff that we can't do. You know, WordPress is kind of nice and makes stuff look kind of pretty. And so we're kind of dealing with that sometimes.
You don't have the plugins that you
We're trying to make stuff look decent, but all of the stuff is still there, you know, the stuff that you normally expect from the Beehive. So, yeah.
All right. I just wanted to get it from the horse's mouth.
There you go.
Before there was a blog war happening.
Right. Oh, the blog
war. Trying to cut it off before people started going, what happened to the Beehive? Was there any flack?
I don't. No, there was, you know, at the beginning, because the Fresno Bee website, it can be troublesome at times, and it has ads and different things, you know. And so some people were kind of upset. They were like, oh, this is terrible. I don't want to have to look at all this crap just to get the Beehive. And so, you know, we forwarded all that along up the line. Now, whether or not some of those fixes happen or not. But the good thing is with the app, you don't get any of that. So the app is
there
really,
you go. Remember that.
The app is the way to go, people.
Get the app, Fresno Beehive app.
And I don't really push it, but I should, because,
different experience. You want the older experience. Go there.
Yeah. Well, cool. But we do have Heather McClain back.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the morning scoop. So she does, every Monday through Friday, she just, you know, before most everyone else gets up, she's scouring through the website there and whatever, and finds the stories that she thinks you need to know, you want to know, you wish you didn't know about, and she puts them out there for people, and you can sign up and get it kind of like emailed to you if that's your deal. It's cool because, look, she does what we all do, right? Like, this is what I do. Like, I go through and I find the cool stories that I want to read, and I'm like, oh, this is a great story. This is a great story. Like, I don't read everything. Mm-hmm. So she puts it out there. Like, here are the things that you should know about, and she gives a little, you know, it's a listicle.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great, she, you know. This is what bloggers do. We,
right.
We filter stuff, and like, I think our readers would like, my readers would like this.
Right.
So, and you filter stuff out and you come up to the cool stuff. And that's what she does. She gives you the cool stuff out of the beat.
Right. And for me, yeah, for me, it's great. Every day, I'm actually mad that it doesn't happen on weekends because I'm like, now I got to do this all myself.
Put it to work on the weekend. Pay her some weekend money.
Don't talk to me. I got no.
Well, get it up to somebody. She has one of the best voices in town.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like that whole snark.
She has the real person's snark down.
Yeah, and people respond, you know, like she, I think, gets emails from people who are like,
negatively or positively?
Mostly negatively, I
think.
Oh,
really?
From people who are like, I can't remember what the one was the other day.
Okay, I believe it now.
There was one the other day that was like, it was hilarious, I thought. And, people just,
they
don't
have
a sense of humor
about things. Yeah, because we're all used to this voice, whether it's Heather or just that kind of blogger voice.
Yeah, that kind of
snarky. And we can hear the humor and see where they're going with it.
Sarcasm.
But there's like these, I've experienced this with the Fresno now, getting out on Facebook a lot.
Uh-huh.
And it gets out to like the people older than us, and they just don't get blogging style.
Okay, yeah, they just don't understand.
This is the worst thing I've ever read. Was this a 14-year-old? Did a 14-year-old write this? Like, seriously, like, is this like stuff I've written? Or like, did somebody 14-year-old write this? And I'm sitting there looking at it on my own Facebook page. I'm like, you know, I'm reading my own Facebook.
You understand? This
isn't like
me,
a secret thing you're commenting on.
That's funny. Is it people who know you?
Huh?
Is it people who
know
you?
No, it's just like random Fresno people.
Because I always like, and I had gotten that in the past, where like people who know me, they would like to talk shit about like how I do my job. And I'm like, you know me, right? Like, we have met outside and you're very nice to me. And now you're
all
trying,
of a sudden on
like,
the internet.
Right.
Like, oh, this dumbass. Yeah.
Anyway.
This guy, they pay this guy to do this?
Yeah.
I can get paid to do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to get paid to write crap.
I do like to get paid. So there it is. Yeah, so if you're into the old school Beehive.
I subscribe to that. I just did that this weekend.
Morning Scoop. So subscribe.
There's like five different newsletters you can subscribe
to. There are different newsletters. I can't vouch for.
There's an opinion one, a sports one.
Yeah, I can't vouch for how awesome they all are. I'm sure the sports one's great.
Just read the Morning Scoop
if
one.
You're into the opinion, I'm sure that's great too.
Ugh.
There should be one that's just letters to the editor. Maybe I'll. Remember when Adam used to do?
Adam Wall used to do the
letter to the editor breakdowns.
He
I
was mad about that because I was like, I always wanted to do that and never did. And then he did. I'm like, damn it, now I can't do it.
He needs to bring that back.
Well, everyone's coming back, so Ed and Adam need to come back.
Yeah,
and then
I think they're ready for it.
We'll be
all old school. Yeah.
Stop blogging on Facebook and you put an actual blog out and then post it to Facebook.
That's right. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? What other...
There's a bar. We finally have a bar bike.
Party bike.
Portland's had one forever. We're finally getting all the Portland stuff.
Sacramento. We're getting all the Sacramento stuff.
Oh, now we're getting Sacramento stuff. Sacramento's a cool place. Yeah, they just got a Fieldwork tap room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Fieldwork, East Bay, Oakland, Berkeley, Fieldwork, which is now the new Russian River and the beer geekdom.
Man, so
Sacramento
here,
got
let me tell
it.
You what's really funny. So that place, so my friend Shannon used to live in Oakland for a little bit, and she lived right there.
It's by Gilman.
Really close to Gilman. Yeah, she lived right around the street. Pyramid Brewing is also right there.
Yeah.
So Fieldwork's there. So not too long ago, I was up there at Fieldwork, and we went there looking for a brewery. Stopped in, and I wasn't impressed.
Ooh.
And
you just lost all kinds of street cred.
Well, no.
Beer. Bring East, bro.
No, and I don't know what, but maybe it was like what I had, but I wasn't impressed really with like their tap list at the time. Uh-huh. And I wasn't impressed, like, I mean, it was nice, like the place was really nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just wasn't. And so when I started seeing all this fieldwork stuff, I was like, is that the same play? Everyone talking big. So I have to give it another try now.
Yeah, you're going to have to give it another shot.
But that's just my first impression. But it's cool. It's a cool place. It's definitely it reminds me a lot of like Tiger Square, and then it's just in this weird, like, random industrial spot. And mm-hmm. then, hey, here's.
Yeah,
the brewery, but so Sacramento has a brew bike, and now we do too.
Yeah,
which is
Does it have kegs on board?
It does not.
Situation?
You can bring a keg on board. There's space for a keg on board. Uh-huh. There's space for beer. So you can have beer and drink beer on the bike. Cannot take the beer off the bike, cannot buy beer on the bike, right? So you can't like buy, they don't sell you the beer. So you either, it's bring your own. So the idea is you would ride it out to Tiger Sequoia,
mm-hmm.
grab your six pack, grab your growler, whatever.
Tell Matt to hook you up with a keg.
Get back on it, ride around downtown, uh-huh. you know, ride over to Full Circle Brewing Company.
Yeah. Full Circle reopened under new ownership.
That kind of thing. Or, you know, I think eventually the idea is, you know, like on Art Hop Night, maybe they would just be available and they would just ride up and down Fulton or ride up and down.
Ooh, that'd be a cool thing for Art Hop.
Right. And you could pay $5 and get on and do the whole thing that way. So. And eventually I think they want to have multiple bikes and
I guess
one in tower.
Obviously
one
they have some cetera, sort of different permit because, you know, you can't have an open beverage outside of a beer garden in the city.
Right.
So is that like beer garden?
It operates under the limo laws.
Oh, okay.
Like whatever a limousine
party
bus
about, all right.
operates
think
under,
about
right?
that way. Yeah.
So, I think it's AB 150, 130. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So last year, they passed a law allowing these bikes on the roads, right? So, so that's like a state law. And essentially they operate under, that. So whatever you would have to do to have your liquor in a limousine or in a party bus is the same thing. So both the people that are on the bike, they had to get certified by ABC, so they did their liquor license certification thing, okay. so that they could know what to look for, fake IDs and all that kind of stuff. If they're serving you too much or whatever. But otherwise, it's up to the cities to kind of determine with ordinances whether or not they're going to allow it. Fresno doesn't have an ordinance.
Okay.
So there is the chance that if these things start becoming too terribly popular, that the city may step, or if someone like sees a problem with it, that mm-hmm. the city may step in and pass an ordinance banning them or, you know, saying you can only be in this part of the city or something. Mm-hmm. But right now they don't have an ordinance, so it operates.
Well, there's your shuttle between Tower and downtown.
There it is. Yeah.
You get to drink while you know.
Yeah. So I think it's, $20, and three stops over like 2 hours or whatever. So you definitely could, you know, you could start at Spokeasy, get on, ride down to Tioga, stop somewhere else, downtown or on the way and be done with it if you want. Or, you know, if you just wanted to stay in a tower, you could do Spokeasy, Goldstein's, end up at Bobby's or whatever. I don't know, whatever you want to do. So,
yeah. Bobby's.
So anyway, I mean, I think it's really cool. You know, like you said, they have these in Portland. They have a couple, I think, in Sacramento. They're everywhere. Lots of cities hate them because they're slow and, you know, like,
But you don't want to get stuck behind a party bike.
Right. But I think around here it's fine. And, you know, the people who operate the one here in Fresno, you know, they spend a lot of time like driving around and really like looking at like their routes and saying, okay, if we were to have our party bike on this street at this time, is that even going to be feasible? Yeah. You know, this is the traffic we're looking at. So, I think they did their research to figure out exactly, you know, where they can go and that kind of stuff. So, yeah. FresnoPedalCompany.com.
FresnoPedalCompany.com. Yeah. Book it.
Quit calling
Tell us what it was like. Yeah. People were actually, I saw that on Twitter, like, so people were like, so I'd like to book I'd like to book the bike.
Not
like,
so many people, but a couple of people.
I'm a writer for the Bee, bro.
Yeah, that's not me. You should call.
So when you make a contra announcement, do people contra you like, yes. I'd like to buy two tickets?
Yes, I have had that before. Rick Bentley is the worst. So Rick Bentley gets calls all the time. Someone's cable goes out.
No,
they'll call, yes, they'll call him and they'll be like, or, you know, they can't find their favorite show. And no joke. And he'll have to be like,
comic book heroes?
He'll have to be like, well, do you have cable? What's your cable provider? You know? And he'll just do a like Google search and find out whatever. Yeah.
So Comcast needs to like pay him seriously, like a fee.
Yeah. Or all the time. Movies, same thing. Like, what time is this movie playing?
It's like the people that call 911 for, like, they're out of beer and
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's crazy. Yeah, he gets the crazy ones. You know, people call him. They'll be like, I was watching Channel 24, and I saw that, you know, whatever evening anchor, I don't know who, you know, wasn't on.
What's going on?
Did she get fired? Oh, my God. Why'd they fire, you know? And he's like, oh, she's on vacation or something. You know, I don't know. Like... Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, we do get those calls. I have gotten a lot of calls.
On Snapchat, people do these takeovers where one Snapchat celebrity will switch with the other's account.
Okay.
So you need to like take on Rick Bentley's email for the day. Like you guys switch emails for the day.
That would be great.
Like, and you got to answer all Bentley's emails for that day as Rick Bentley.
Yeah. See if anyone would notice. They probably would. So go.
Can you believe that? Just a touch on retail before we go. Right?
Okay,
we're running along.
We're a podcast. It's been a while.
It's a podcast.
Yeah. Retail.
Yeah. Every month, the first Monday of every month. In case you haven't seen our
figured
schedule.
It out. Yeah.
Figured it out. First Monday of every month.
And we're doing so good.
We've stayed on it so far. Knock on wood.
Woo!
I don't go in the mall, right? Fashion fair much.
Yeah, I know.
Only time I've gone is to have to go in the Apple store to get my crappy Apple products fixed.
Uh-huh.
And, since Steve Jobs is gone, man, Apple's downhill,
Yeah.
And I went in there recently and the Orange Julius is gone.
Oh, I saw that.
It's gone.
Were you crying? Were you so sad?
I was like, wait, I didn't notice at first. Like, we walked in the front and I'm like,
now you'll have to go to wait till the fair comes along.
And I'm stopped. I'm like, wait, what's different here? Wait, what's this place? And it still didn't hit me. At first, I realized it was the Baskin Robbins gone.
Oh, okay.
And then Becky's like, oh, it's right there. They moved it out to in front.
Okay.
To
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. Whew.
Man.
And then I'm like, whoa, wait.
Where's
George Julius?
Here's the question. Do you go to Orange Julius a lot?
Am I one of those people like, I can't believe they closed? And then they're like, well, when's the last time we went? Well, 2 years ago.
I never go there.
Yeah, I don't go, but I can't believe they are closed. Yeah, pretty much. No, but I usually get one when I'm in the mall.
Right. Well, let me tell
you. But I'm only in the mall every 6 months.
Right. Every year at the fair.
Oh, did they have one?
Oh, yeah. They got one at the fair. And I only know because I get one every year. Sometimes I get the pineapple.
Well, see, then I have a source. Yeah, the pina colada is underrated. I mean, it's really hard because I always want the orange. But you know, back in the day when I was, you know, Orange Julius thing like crazy, once in a while you get the pina colada just mixed up and it's good.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I did not know that they had closed that.
Yeah, it's like some sort of weird juice, like hipster juice.
Or something. I don't know. That's one that slipped through Bethany.
I know.
Bethany.
That's why I was like, wait, somebody had to talk about this. This is big news.
This is huge.
And I was like, well, Bethany probably talked about it. I couldn't find it. Yeah. I went Googling and there was nothing.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's crazy. There are so many places coming and going lately that I think she is completely overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah.
Almost,
she might.
Most, you know, like I'm always. Sure. this place is coming all the time, and we get news all the time, or I'll hear something, or she'll, you know, and we're always like back and forth, like, did you hear about whatever this place was? The bike one was a good example, you know, like, so they had been in the tower, and someone shared a photo with, on Facebook, I think, with me and Bethany, and we're like, hey, check this thing out. And so I was like, all right, Bethany, Rochambeau is gonna do it, you know, whatever. And she was like, eh, it seems more like a entertainment thing than like a food.
She's like, I think that's more yours, Josh.
That's fine, you know. So, but we kind of go back and forth on that sometimes. But, yeah, it's crazy how much new stuff is coming and how, you know, a lot of things are disappearing, as it were. So I did not know about I knew about the Orange Julius because I read your blog, The Fresnin.
Ooh.
www.thefresnin. Is it thefresnin.com?
Yep, thefresnin.com. Yeah, get those www's in there.
Yeah.
Nobody does www's anymore, Josh. Come on, man.
Really? I always
You www. Don't need the www anything. You just put it in the .com.
Oh, okay. That's the World Wide Web, man.
Yeah, I know. Otherwise, you want to make sure you're on the World Wide
Web. Otherwise, you're going to be getting into the dark web or whatever.
Oh, dark web.
You're going to be getting into
I want to write a Fresnin pit for the dark web.
For the dark web.
That'd be cool.
Anyway.
Get real.
So, yeah, there it is. Orange Julius, no more.
I guess it's still in Manchester, though.
Oh, okay. Good.
Because I didn't physically see it, but I looked it up on Google, and it still says it's open.
Well, I'm going to go.
Google says it's open.
I'm going to go there today. We'll
Manchester.
See. I'll get me some Orange Julius. Is the one in Manchester like
it's in that food court, I think.
Something, but it's like a Orange Julius in Arby's it might be or something.
They're hooked in with Arby's, Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. They're one of those.
I think it's the Dairy Queen because I remember getting fries and Orange Julius.
Ooh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, doesn't that sound good? All right, anything else or are we getting
blogging up? What the hell are you doing, Josh?
What am I doing?
About anything.
Oh.
Tell us.
I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee, fresnobeehive.com, where you can read about all the stuff that we talk about. Just about everything that we talk about is going to be on there, and more.
And more.
So that's always good.
Keep you occupied in between shows.
Yeah.
Just read Josh.
And then the other thing that I do, I'll plug this because I don't enough. I am a student and instructor at Aikido Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
So this is over, you can just look it up, www.
You should have put those www's in there.
No, but Aikido Fresno, Japanese martial art, and if you're looking for that kind of thing, full-time Aikido dojo. We have classes all the time.
Is that on Olive?
It's not anymore. We're actually out on Ashland and 99 in this little grouping of warehouses. We're actually right next door to the California Tiny Homes. You know, the people that make those. Yeah. Right next
door. By the AMPM?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's California Tiny Homes. And then on the other side of us is Teaser has their like warehouse where they keep all their stuff. So it's like Teaser. Then it's us. Then
You're like in the California hip part tiny, of a
tiny
hip
homes.
Part of
yeah.
The
then across the street industrial. Is Bulldog Recycling. So it's like right across the street is this weird like Mad Max Mount Thunderdome like place.
And it's Builders Concrete is over there.
Yeah, but yeah, no. But anyway, so then and then right across the street there's a judo school. There's a I think it's like a dance studio, a cheer squad school. So there's it's cool. It's a cool little place out there. You wouldn't necessarily think it as you're driving around, but so martial arts, if you're into that, you can go check it out.
You guys just need a brewery over there and you'll be all set.
That would be great.
Be a cool industrial park.
That would be cool. So anyway, and we have videos and stuff online if you're into checking that out. And then I'll plug my band, It'll Grow Back. We have a couple shows coming up, including the final, I think it's the final installment of the Summer Sweat series for this year. And that is on the 30th of September. It's a Friday.
Friday.
Last Friday of September.
This month.
And it is at Tioga Sequoia. And it should be really cool. I don't know.
Right before the next Flowing with Famous is recorded.
Yeah. I don't know who else is playing. I haven't looked at the lineup in depth.
That'll officially close off summer.
But there it is. We will also be playing at Dynamite Vinyl the beginning of October.
You're not joining the protests?
No protests. Well, okay. The show was the show was booked before this was happening.
Oh, pre-trouble.
And you know, it's Rad Fresno or Rad, you know, those guys.
Oh, yeah,
Rad.
Yeah.
They're putting it on, and they were nice enough to ask us to be part of it. So, that's it. You can find us, Little Girl Bax, on Twitter and Instagram. Now we're on Instagram.
Oh, look at you guys!
So you can look at pictures of us,
or you can do our Instagram story.
I could. I'm not that qualified yet. Yeah, Instagram right. Wise.
We'll train you.
Let's do Instagram. Get out of here. Instagram. It's a video, right?
Yeah. It's a video or a picture. You can do a picture.
Oh, you
can
do it. Oh,
and it goes
right.
away in 24 hours.
Oh.
That's a thing.
That's like if I want to show my wiener or something.
Right. And then you're like, it's okay. I'll only be up for 24 hours.
Only until someone screenshots it, and then
yeah, and then you're in trouble.
Interesting. But. See, that's why would I mean, what? Why?
Because that Snapchat. It's a direct.
No.
Steal
I understand.
Off of
I understand, and that's why Snapchat has its thing. Like, but why do people like that? Because they don't like their shit. Like,
it's just kind of another. Around. It's just another social media rabbit hole to be stuck in.
I think it's stupid.
And it's kind of
look.
Cool,
everyone knows
also,
that, like, when you put something up online, it's forever.
Right.
That's how it should be.
Well, that is sort of the argument was always the argument against Snapchat is like for content creators. Right. Like, why do I want to spend all this time creating content
that
that's just going to go away?
Yeah.
But you can reuse it in other forms,
okay,
you know, if you
okay.
really want.
Yeah, because it exists.
You can put it up on YouTube if you want.
All right.
If you want to do that kind of extra step. And
you know way
stuff.
More than me about this.
It's just...
I'm still just figuring out...
Trench Run 22 life. On Snapchat. If you want to see pictures of me in the pool.
Nice. I do.
All right. Get on there.
I'm on it. I'm on it tonight. Anyway, so yeah, there's that. There's my band. And you are going to plug what?
TheFresnan.com.
Fresnan.com. Blog
every Tuesday, a new post every Tuesday.
Good stuff.
Minimum.
You'll read about...
I did a blogging challenge. I had not even done a blogging challenge
good.
Ever in,
yeah.
like, writing blogs for 13 years.
Yeah.
It was like I had to do a new post every for seven days
yeah.
straight. I ended up doing 8 days straight.
It was pretty good.
It was all right. Yeah, yeah. I was, and there was, like, it would be... You would get... You know, in the morning, you would get, here's your challenge, and
yeah.
you had to figure out how to write a blog post within your blog that was...
Right, about that.
That was
that
about
fit
that
the challenge.
Challenge.
Yeah. I thought it was really good.
But that's on there if you want to go deep dive into
yeah.
the blog.
And you'll get to read about Orange Julius.
Orange Julius and what you would edit out of Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
What would you edit out of Fresno?
Oh, man, I don't know.
I mean, the air is
pick. Pretty, yeah.
Bad air.
Weather is pretty crappy.
Crime is kind of easy. It's kind of...
Yeah, but crime is everywhere.
Everything has crime.
Yeah.
I kind of thinking of more of, you know, like a specific thing. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Like some people were saying, oh, the sprawl. Or,
yeah.
I go back and forth with the sprawl. Obviously, we don't want sprawl. And anything
right.
we can do to stop sprawl, I'm supportive of.
Yeah.
But at the same time, every city has sprawl. They just have suburbs, and they're called different towns.
Right.
Like Los Angeles is the biggest sprawl of all
right.
time.
But see, here's
but
the
nobody
thing.
Goes like,
right.
oh, Los Angeles is too spread out.
Here's the thing.
Fresno just
that's all
incorporates
that's
everything.
That's all West Coast, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think East Coast,
well, East
Midwest...
Well, blends into a different city.
They don't care. You yeah. know, like, it's a different...
All about
different,
things sprawling.
You know what? I mean, yeah, it's a different thing. Because, like, I think that, like, because of the history of things, like, we sprawled because we have... People got
space.
Out here, and we had all this space. They're like, I don't want to live next to you. So I moved out to Clovis, and mm-hmm. Clovis becomes a thing, and, like, yeah. Man, that's hard. What would I edit out of Fresno? People, probably. There
more people or less? You would want less people?
Certain people.
A certain
I would edit this person out of the town.
Just look for your imagination. What kind of people, Josh? What's that?
Anyway, no, I don't know. That's a good one. I'll have to think about it. Maybe I'll go leave a message on.
Yeah,
on
go blog. Leave a comment.
What else? Well, I know there's some other stuff happening that you need to plug before we leave here.
Some people said River Park. Would you edit River Park out of Fresno?
No.
River Park's a necessary Fresno thing?
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff there that I like. I mean, you know,
would
I don't...
Would you rather have
I don't go there.
More chords downtown, all those things?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to have REI downtown, but...
Would you want all... and River Park's mostly chains.
Yeah.
Non-local chains.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't really want those downtown, right?
Like, I mean,
then it becomes unauthentic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I think every city has their River Park, you know. So I think it's fine. You need those things, right? Like, you need to have a place where you can go to the Yard House and a giant multiplex theater and Mimi's Cafe. Like, you know, you need something like that. So, yeah, I think it's fine.
River Park staying.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's fine where it's at. I don't have to go there. I don't have to see it unless I want to.
Yeah, unless you want. And it's like it's like an event when you go out there. Yeah. Like, oh, tonight I'm going to River Park.
Yeah, I'm going to River Park. I'll be there all day. I'll go to Target.
River Park tonight.
I'll go to...
I'll get my Target in. Yeah. I'll get my H&M.
Right. I'll go to the movies. I'll
get my beer at the Yard House. And
There you go. I'll get a hot dog at Coney. Do they have hot dogs at that Coney down there? I'm sure they do. Anyway, so there it is. What else are you plugging?
The other podcast.
Dorktown
Comedy Podcast.
Hilarious.
With producer Becky and Bells.
Makes me laugh.
DorktownPodcast.com.
Dorktown.
And Flowing with Famous,
the is the
show
one that
I do
you're
with Joshua T.
To. Good. Love that one.
The first Monday of every month. Get off my podcast. Harrison Ford podcast.
About Harrison Ford.
People if you're a geek about Harrison Ford, this is a show for you. If you...
you can't even get through it.
I guess I should practice. And then
The Perfect Pour
craft beer podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's always local stuff in there.
Yeah.
Which some people that aren't local listeners complain about sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But we still get it in there.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Yeah, I don't know.
We talk
I guess
about
if
the local
you're, yeah,
scene,
I guess if you're not, you know, if you're not a local, you don't care about that stuff. But at the same time, you know, that's what's going to separate you guys from other beer podcasts because, you are from, even if you weren't talking specifically about the Central Valley, you'd be talking about California because that's where you're at.
Right.
That's the stuff that you can get. So, there it is.
There you go.
Go That's to enough. All of those things and listen to all those podcasts and other Fresno podcasts as well, if you can find them. There are several, including a new podcast that's happening called No Podcast No! ! That was the one podcast. I was actually on their first episode several weeks ago now down at the Full Circle Brewing Company. And
Full Circle
should be
open. New ownership. New brewer.
Yep. Love Fresno. Love the one you're with. All that good stuff.
Yeah, be good to Fresno. Be a good Fresno.
And I think that's it. You want me to count us out?
Yeah.
So 5, 4, 3, 2...